Hello to everyone, and welcome to YIPA Podcast, where we use to explore the most interesting topic in the automotive and the aftermarket industry. And I'm your host today. My name is Jack. I am the Product Innovation Manager at YIPA. And today we are going to discuss probably one of the most hot topic in the automotive and the aftermarket industry. I mean, in the battery electric vehicles, or BEV. So today we are look at the history of this category, where they are today, and see the future, how the future looks like for the BEV industry across different topic. So let's get started. Of course, the history is super important to understand the actual scenario in the BEV industry. So let's back to the late 19th century. Did you know that electric vehicles have been around for over 100 years? In fact, the first successful electric car was built in 1984 by Thomas Parker. By the early 19s, about one-third of all cars on the road in the United States were electric. Amazing information. These early electric cars were quiet and easy to drive, like you can imagine. They didn't produce smoke or contamination or pollution like, you know, the gasoline car. But everything changed in the 1920s. Gasoline cars become cheaper and easy to use. People just stopped to buy an electric car. By 1930s, they almost just disappear from the air. The reason for this switch were clear. You know, gasoline cars could travel longer distance without needing to refuel, and the discovery of large oil reserve made gasoline pretty cheap and widely available. Another reason, you know, Henry Ford introduction of the assembly line drastically reduced the cost of gasoline car, making them affordable for the average American person. And the convenience and affordability of gasoline vehicles overshadowed the benefits of electric car, leading to decline and practically disappear from the market and from the air. Now, where we are, you know, fast forward to today, and BEV are making a big coming back. This is like in the movies, you know, big coming back. In 2020, more than 3 million electric cars were sold worldwide, and that represent 43% increase just one year to another, which means from, in this case, from 2019. Companies like, you know, pretty famous Tesla, Nissan, and Chevrolet are leading the way. Modern BEV have impressive futures. They accelerate pretty quickly, need less maintenance, and produce not, you know, pollution emissions. For example, the Tesla Model 3 can go from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in just 3.1 seconds. It's absolutely amazing achievement for electric car. And this is not just for a car, by the way. We are also seeing, you know, electric trucks and even planes. So the future looks like to be absolutely electric in the years to come. Now let's talk about a little bit about numbers. So Tesla alone delivered nearly 500,000 cars in 2020, and in 21 they surpassed 940,000 delivery cars. And also the Nissan Leaf, one of the most popular electric cars globally, has sold over 500,000 units since its launch in 2010. This number show how faster the market is growing, not only and you know, several countries also, in America, in North America, in Europe, and in Asia. Another important aspect in the actual scenario is, you know, the government are supporting electric vehicles too. The European Union wants, or the goal is, 30 million zero emission cars on its road by 2030. China, on the other hand, plans 25% of all car sales to be electric in 2025. And of course, in the United States, the Biden administration aims to have all the new vehicles sold by 2030 to be zero emission vehicles, including electric cars. So that means VEV are also getting a lot of support from, you know, different initiatives. For example, Norway, which is, by the way, the top or the leader of the VEV electrification in the world by far. They are making up 54 of new car sales in 2020. It came from electric car, which is pretty simple numbers. One of two cars were electric. Absolutely amazing achievement. This is due, of course, to a strong government incentive, such as, you know, tax exemption, free public parking, and access to some kind of, you know, privilege as well. Now we would like to talk about the future of the VEV. We passing through, you know, the history of the VEV cars, the actual scenario, but now it's important to understand the future for this industry or for this category. So what does the future look like for the VEV? Some experts predict the big changes for the next decade. By 2040, for example, electric vehicles could make up to 58% of new passenger car sales worldwide. Battery technology also is improving very fast. You know, actually solid state batteries, which is the most powerful and charge quicker, are expecting to be available pretty soon. In fact, Toyota plans to show a prototype this year in 2024 and to start the production of this type of cars in 2025, which will be absolutely amazing achievement on the BEV electrification cars. Another point is the cost of the battery is also decreasing pretty faster. Just to give an example, in 2010, the cost of a lithium ion battery pack was around 1,100 per kilowatt hour. By 2020, it had dropped to around $135 per kilometer hours, and is expected to fall below $100 per kilowatt hour by 2024, which the price, you know, has dropped significantly in just 10 years. So the price drop is crucial for making electric vehicles more achievable for the average people or the average drivers worldwide, especially in the emerging countries. Another point in the future for this category is the charging infrastructure. It's also expanding pretty quickly. Companies like ChargePoint and Tesla are building more and more fast charging stations. And in fact, the USA government plans to invest, you know, a large amount of money, $7.5 billion, to create a national network for charge station, which means 500,000 EV chargers across the country. Europe is also investing heavily in charging infrastructure, which they plan to install millions of public charging points by 2030. Another exciting, you know, development is wireless charging. Sounds like a science fiction, but it's really true. Imagine parking your car, you know, can have it charging without plugging. You know, sounds again like a science fiction, but actually companies are working on wireless charging pads that could be, you know, achievable in parking spots and even in the roads. Sounds great, like some smartphone actually in the market. And let's not forget self-driving cars technology. EV cars and autonomous technology go hand in hand, you know. Companies like Waymo and Tesla are testing self-driving cars, which could reduce accidents and traffic jams significantly. Waymo, a subsidiary of Alphabet Incorporation, has been operating a fleet of self-driving taxis in Arizona already, providing a example into the future of transportation. So everything sounds really, really amazing for the future in the EV industry. Now, we have to talk about the challenge, you know, ahead in the BEV industry, in the automotive industry. But there are also still challenges, like I said before. The cost of batteries is still high. You know, although the price are falling the last year, like I said before, the cost of lithium-ion battery pack dropped by 90% in average in the last 10 years, it's even high. You know, another important challenge ahead is the range anxiety, I think, over the fear of running out of power. It's another big, big issue, you know. But new models, the good news, I think, this new model have more and more a better range over around 300 kilometers and a single charge. And more charging stations are being built. Nevertheless, it's still not enough, you know. The goal must to be above 500 kilometers in autonomous. Another important aspect is, you know, the fact of the environmental impact of the battery production. It's also a big concern from the industry, you know, meaning for materials like lithium, cobalt, and nickel can affect really, really heavy the environment. So companies are working on more sustainable mining practices and, you know, creating or building recycling technologies. For example, Redwood Materials, a startup founded by a former Tesla executive, is developing actually ways to recycle old batteries and recover key materials from these old batteries, which is a game changer for the, you know, recycle industry. Another challenge is the, you know, grid infrastructure. As more people switch to electric vehicles, the demand of electricity will increase significantly. So that requires significant investment in the power generation to ensure it can handle the increased demand. Smart, you know, generator technology and renewable energy sources like solar and wind power will play absolutely a crucial role in meeting this demand. There are also the issue, you know, charging time. While fast charging can fill up the battery, it's about 30 minutes actually. It's still longer than, you know, using gasoline car. However, you know, improvement and advancement in battery technology, such as the development of... Now I would like to give you some interesting six facts, you know, interesting information about the BEV industry. So number one, longest range. Actually, the Tesla Model S Long Range Plus has an impressive range of over 800 kilometers on one single charge, making it this electric vehicle with the longest range available today in the market. Number two, faster charging. The Porsche Taycan Turbo can charge from 5% to 90% in just 23 minutes, using, of course, a high power charger. Number three, most affordable. The Nissan Leaf is one of the most affordable electric cars, with a starting price around $35,000 before incentive. And after a government incentive, the price can drop significantly. In average, can reach $22,000 or $23,000, which is absolutely a achievable car. Number four, or electric car. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, the first electric car was built in 1930 by Robert Anderson, the Scotch inventor. It was, of course, some kind of rude vehicle powered by not a rechargeable battery, but was an electric car anyway. Number five, large EV market. As you can imagine, China is the largest market for electric vehicles, with over 1.3 million electric cars sold in 2021 alone. And this represents 41% of global EV sales. And this number is increasing and growing faster year over year. Number six, a final most EV charging station. This could be a little surprisingly, but as 2022, the Netherlands has the higher density of EV charging station in the world, which one charging point for every 200 electric car. Amazing, really, really amazing, and surprisingly country for this charging station. So finally, you know, some closing thought. The journey of the BEV from the past to the future shows, you know, first, human creativity and our desire to live in a clean world, I think. As technology improve, more people buy electric car. VEV at the end of the day will help reduce our carbon footprint and change the way we travel across not only the automotive industry, even, you know, the airplane industry as well. But remember that in Jeepa, we made a fantastic BEV survey across the most significant market in Europe, like France, UK, Germany, Italy, and Spain, and also Poland and Portugal. So if you need more information, trends, key data, and deep dive about the BEV industry in different topic and different aspect, just contact to us and we can share that information with you. Okay, so that's all for this episode and Jeepa Podcast. I hope you enjoy learning about the battery electric vehicles. And of course, if you have any question or topic you would like to us to cover, just reach out on social media or on the website. And thank you very much for listening. And remember, the future is electric. Bye-bye.